In the following segment, listen as Dr. Ramona reads the introduction from her new book, Healing Well and Living Free from an Abusive Relationship, From Victim to Survivor to Overcomer. Copyrighted 2018 by Dr. Ramona Probasco and published by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. No part of this recording may be reproduced without the prior written permission of the publisher.
Introduction. Something broke inside me. "I can't do it this time," I said. "I can't come back." "Why not?" he asked. "Because this time is different. This time something broke inside me." These are the words I exchanged with my former husband shortly after one of his most ferocious physical assaults. What started as what for some couples might be a typical husband and wife disagreement had escalated into something dark and ugly. Ben, his name has been changed for privacy purposes, and I were scheduled to attend a business meeting. I was almost finished dressing, but Ben was still stretched out on the bed. "When are you going to get ready?" I asked. "People are counting on us." He offered no response. This was not a new argument for us. Ben would often back out of commitments at the last possible minute, while I always try to keep my promises. As the minutes ticked by, I struggled to remain calm. My stomach was in knots. "We've got to go. You have to get ready," I said, my anxiety intensifying. I could tell this wasn't going well, and I knew the pattern. We would be headed for a family outing to Disneyland or to an event at which we were the featured speakers. And the last possible minute, Ben would stall, change his mind, and back out. Or at least lead me to believe he might back out. It was exhausting. Ben's temper was unpredictable. Sometimes he could be persuaded. Other times he would fly into a rage if I questioned him. His emotions could escalate quickly, going from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds. I never knew if it was safe for us to discuss things or to disagree, and this not knowing kept me on edge. That particular night, our bickering continued as I finished my makeup. When our argument hit its peak, he cornered me in the bathroom while I was sitting on the toilet. By the time I saw the darkening anger in his eyes, I had no way to escape. Ben is a big man, 6'2" and 250 pounds. When he is angry, his jaw clenches and he puffs out his chest. It is almost like seeing one of those sharks on the Discovery Channel circling its prey before it attacks. As he approached me, his face contorted in anger. I was trapped. Ben lunged at me and grabbed my head in his hands, driving his thumbs into my eye sockets. I couldn't move, couldn't get up. I remember thinking my skull might crack. I feared my head might split open from the enormous force. The pain was excruciating. As I struggled under his grip, his thumbs dug even deeper into my eyes. To this day, when I close my eyes, I can remember the horrible feeling of his thumbs rolling around in my eye sockets. I could not escape. He had me cornered. I just wanted it to be over. That was the last thing I remember. After Ben left the bathroom, my youngest daughter, age 11 at the time, came running in. I just stumbled into the shower, trying to wash away what had happened. I remember my daughter crying and pleading, "Just leave him." She was desperate. "You can do it, Mom. We can do it together." This was a horrific moment for her and for me. It affected me emotionally and physically. I could tell that something was terribly wrong with my vision. For the next several days, everything I saw was blurry. The sides of my skull throbbed, as did my eye sockets. I was petrified that my vision would never recover. Thank God it did. But something happened that day that would change my life forever. At the precise moment when my physical ability to see was impaired, my internal ability to see came into focus. Something broke inside me. My nearly 20-year fight to make our marriage work was gone, and the pain I felt inside for my kids was unbearable. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, I was totally depleted. But at the same time, I could no longer silence my own voice. I might not have realized it then, but a couple days later, when I finally told him, I can't do it this time. I can't emotionally come back. I took my first step toward freedom. All the years of trying to save the marriage and love him into wellness had brought me to one unmistakable conclusion. It was time to save myself. It was time to love myself enough to believe that trying harder was no longer an option and that he was never going to change. On that day, with bruises still marking my face and neck, I made my first step toward healing well and living free. I chose me. This is my story. And you might ask, how can you go from being tossed like a rag doll to writing a book about healing from domestic abuse? To be completely honest, the fact that I'm here now sharing my story with you is shocking even to me. Today, I'm whole again. I have learned to listen to my own voice and to honor and respect myself. I am free from an unhealthy, abusive marriage. My children are safe. I am happily remarried. And I have a thriving counseling practice where I've been able to hear hundreds of women's stories and help them along the path to healing from an abusive relationship. I even get to travel the country telling my story and speaking about healing well from domestic violence. There is hope for you, too. I am living proof of it. In the chapters that follow, I'll walk you through the actual steps I took to free myself from this relationship, not only physically, but also emotionally. I will teach you what I teach others who desire to heal well from the trauma that an abusive relationship causes. There is no quick fix. There are no easy answers. But there is a path to healing that you can take one step at a time. You can heal. It will not be an easy road, but this one thing I can guarantee. Where it takes you will be far better than the destination of the road you are on. Trust me. It all starts with the first step. We'll walk together. You can do this. You may not believe that things will ever change, that your life can ever be different. But for now, know that I believe in you. And in time, you can learn to believe in yourself. Until then, believe in my belief.
If you would like to read Dr. Ramona's book, Healing Well and Living Free from an Abusive Relationship, From Victim to Survivor to Overcomer, you can purchase a hard copy or an electronic version wherever online books are sold. Also, to find additional information and helpful resources on how you can genuinely heal from the trauma of domestic abuse, please visit Dr. Ramona's website at www.drramona.com. That's www.drramona.com.